우리 평안.
Peace, brothers and sisters.
2021년의 마지막 주일입니다.
This is the last Sunday of 2021.
刚刚我们有机会几分钟的时间，我们回顾了过去一年我们所经历到的。
And just with the slideshow, we reflected all that we've encountered and experienced throughout the year.
神在我们的教会当中过去年做了许许多多，我觉得是震撼人心的事。
God has done amazing work in our church this past year.
我知道不但神在我们的教会的这个大家庭当中 做了许多奇妙的工作。
Not only did he do amazing things in our church, this spiritual family,
他在我们当中许许多多人的个人的生活，自己的家庭当中也做了许许多多奇妙震撼的工作。
But also he has done amazing things and working in our own everyone's personal life and in our families, personal families, in our homes.
我在过去一个多月当中，听到几次有些人有这样的一个反应。
Within this past month, I've heard several responses from people.
不是全部都是教会的弟兄姐妹。
And it's not just only from the brothers and sisters at church.
但是呢，我就很容易的听到会有人有这样的对2021年要 有一个来到尾声的时候有这样的一个反应。
But as we near the end of 2021, there is just a certain response.
他说：“我等不及2021年过去。”
I can't wait until 2021 ends.
2021年实在是一个很艰难、艰苦的一年，我希望它赶快过去。
But 2021 was just so hard that I wish that it can be over. Already.
然后呢，等不及的把这个新年迎接进来。
They can't wait to receive and be and enter into the new year 2022.
我想我们当中很多人也可能会对这样的一个感受有一些共鸣。
And probably a lot of us feel the same way.
可是弟兄姐妹，当我们想到过去这一年。
But as we reflect upon this past year,
甚至当我们刚刚借着这个影片，我们回顾过去在教会当中的一些大事。
And through the slideshow, we see all of the big events that has happened in our church this past year.
弟兄姐妹，当我在回想神在过去一年的带领的时候，
And when I remember and think about God's leading,
弟兄姐妹，我所想到的就是神的信实。
What I can think about is God's faithfulness.
神的信实。
The faithfulness of God.
弟兄姐妹，对于一个不认识神、没有主耶稣基督在他生命里面的人来说，
To a person that does not believe in God, who does not have Jesus Christ in their life,
他们走的、他们过的是靠自己的生活。
They live a life that they're dependent upon themselves.
他们一切的盼望，他们一切的依靠，都是只能掌握在自己的手中。
And all their hope and their reliance and their trust is on themselves.
所以当环境、当生活无法掌控的时候，
But when they cannot grasp the circumstances or their environment gets out of control,
心中很自然的反应就是愁烦。
So then they would be troubled,
惧怕,
and have fear.
但是对于有主耶稣基督的人来说,
But to a person that has Jesus Christ in their life,
但是对于一个认识神的人来说,
To a person that truly knows God,
弟兄姐妹，我们所经历到的，就算是在环境艰难的时候，让我们看到的是神的信实。
And what we've experienced, even through difficulties and challenging circumstances, we see our God.
弟兄姐妹，请我们把圣经翻到旧约的生命记。
Let us open our Bibles up to in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy.
生命记第七章。
Chapter 7.
我们读《生命记》第七章第九节。
And we'll read chapter 7, verse 9.
所以你要知道耶和华你的神，他是神，是信实的神，向爱他、守他诫命的人守约，施慈爱直到千代。
Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him,and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Let us pray together.
父神，今天在主日，我们属于你的子民来到你的面前，献上我们的敬拜。
Our Heavenly Father, those of us that belong to you come together in worship.
神啊，我们感谢你，因为你爱我们。
We thank you because you love us.
你让我们能够认识你。
You allow us to know you.
你赐给我们你的爱子主耶稣基督，做我们的拯救，做我们的守护。
And you've given us our Lord Jesus Christ to be our Savior and our Protector.
他做我们的主，他引领我们，他扶持我们。
He is our Lord, He leads us, and He supports us.
我们感谢你将你的话语赐给我们。
We thank you that you've given us your word.
使我们的生命能够得到喂养。
So that our lives can be nourished.
使我们在生活上面我们不至于迷失。
So that we will not be lost in our life here on earth.
我们将今天早晨的敬拜交托在主你自己的手中。
We lift up this morning's worship service into your hands.
主愿意我们每一个人，我们的心灵都在你的面前。我们献上我们诚实的敬拜。
And we pray that we offer up worship in truth and in spirit.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，在《生命记》第七章里面的这一段话是摩西所说的。
The passage here that we've just read in Deuteronomy chapter 7 are the words from Moses.
摩西对以色列人说，你们要知道耶和华你的神，他是神，是信实的神，向爱他、守他诫命的人守约，直到千代。
And Moses tells the Israelites, Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him,and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations.
我知道很多人在读生命记的时候，有的时候呢，会有一些的疑惑。
I know that some of us, when we read Deuteronomy, you may have questions.
啊，你会说，为什么读生命记的时候，怎么好像跟读民数记，好像跟读出埃及记的时候，好像所讲的内容都很相似。
And those questions may be, how come when I'm reading Deuteronomy, all of what is recorded is similar to Numbers or similar to Exodus?
他们的内容是相似。
The content is similar.
可是神借着先知，神借着他的这个仆人所讲出来的话的时机和意义是非常不相同的。
But God uses his prophets to deliver his word, but the meaning and the purpose is different.
弟兄姐妹，摩西在《生命记》这里对以色列人说话的时候，是以色列人已经在旷野当中过了四十年了。
When Moses spoke these words to Israelites, the Israelites have already wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
以色列人去了埃及。
The Israelites were in the land of Egypt.
四百年的生活。
They lived there for 400 years.
本来是受到上宾的待遇，结果最后变成了埃及人的奴隶。
They were treated well at first, but then they became slaves.
他们因为受苦向神祈求，神就说：“我要带领你们出埃及。”
Because of their hardship, they called out to the Lord, and the Lord said, I will deliver you out of Egypt.
他们知道神会应允他们的呼求，并且会拯救他们。
And they know that God will listen to them and save them.
因为神曾经应许他们的先祖亚伯拉罕。
Because God made a promise to their ancestor Abraham.
神说我要做你的神，你要做我的子民。
God said, I'm going to be your God and you will be my people.
我会赐给你一片土地，是你可以称为你自己的家园。
And I will give you a land that you can call home.
我会保护你。
I will protect you.
我会让你在你的仇敌面前得胜。
I will give you victory over your enemies.
我会赐予你生活的安定和平。
And I will give you peace and security in your life.
我会作为供应你的神。
I will be your provider.
这个是神对亚伯拉罕所立的约。
This is the covenant that was cut between God and Abraham.
而神是一位信实守约的神。
And God is a God that keeps his promise and keeps his covenant.
以色列人知道这一点，所以他们向神呼求。
The Israelites know this, and that's why they called out to God.
神就带领他们出了埃及。
And God delivered them out of Egypt.
神要带他们到他所应许给他们的这块土地。
God will deliver them and help them enter into that land, the promised land.
神说这是一块流蜜与奶之地。
And God said that this land is flowing with milk and honey.
是一个丰富的丰富之地。
It is a land of abundance.
是让你们可以生养众多的地。
Where you can multiply.
是你们可以享受神美好之地。
It is a land where you can experience the goodness of God.
可是以色列人，他们埋怨神，他们违背神。
But the Israelites rebelled against God and complained against God.
所以他们进不到那个应许之地，要在旷野当中流浪四十年。
So they were not able to enter into that promised land and wandered.And died in the wilderness.
这并不是因为神舍弃他们。
It's not because God had given up on them.
这是因为神要借这个在旷野当中所行的四十年，来让以色列人认识他的信实。
It is so that the Israelites can experience Him in the wilderness.
四十年之后，他们已经。到了神的时间，神要带领他们终于进入这个应许之地。
And after 40 years, according to God's own timing, God is going to help them enter into this promised land.
这块迦南地是在约旦河的西边。
And this land of Canaan is on the west side of the river Jordan River.
神带领以色列人到了约旦河的东边，准备要过河进到这块。
And God is going to lead the Israelites across the river into the land of Canaan.
摩西是神的仆人。
Moses is a servant of God.
他是在神面前忠心服侍的一个仆人。
He is a faithful servant to God.
他是神的先知。
He is also a prophet of God.
他是替神对神的子民说话的一个人。
He is the spokesperson for God to the Israelites.
但是因为他记不记得曾经违背神
？But remember, because of his disobedience to God,
所以神跟他说，你不能进到这个应许之地。
So God says, you cannot enter into the land of Canaan.
所以呢，在这个旷野之地走了四十年之后，将要进入迦南地的时候，摩西跟神求说：“神啊，你让我去吧。
”So right before they were about to enter into the promised land, Moses pleaded with God and said, allow me to enter.
但神说不行。
But God said no.
但是摩西在神的面前恳求说，我要进到你的应许之地。
And Moses pleaded with God and said, I want to enter into your promised land.
所以神就说，这样吧，你是不能进去的，可是我可以让你看看这块地。
And God said, I cannot allow you to enter into that land, but I will let you see the land.
这个是生命记的起头。
This is the beginning of Deuteronomy.
摩西到了山上。
Moses went up to the mountain.
他往西边看，看了这块神所应许的迦南美地。
And he looked towards the west, and he saw the abundance of the promised land.
神说这是我要应许给你们的。
And God said, "This is the promised land that I am about to give you."
摩西看着这块地，然后想着过去这是四十年神的带领。
Moses looked upon this promised land and remembered God's leading within this 40 years.
他想到他自己一生当中神怎么样的带领他。
And he remembered how God led him in his life.
供应给他。
Provided for him.
祝福他。
And blessed him.
但是也谴责他，也教训他。
But also instructed and rebuked him.
他就对着所有的以色列子民，他讲了一篇道。
So then he preached a sermon to the Israelites.
弟兄姐妹，在生命记当中，当摩西把许许多多神的话重新向以色列人所述说的时候
，So when Moses speaks to the Israelites and repeats what has been said to them before.
摩西在圣灵的感动之下，要让以色列人看见的是神的信实。
Under the moving of the Holy Spirit, he wanted the Israelites to see the faithfulness of God.
或者我们也可以说，是神要让他所爱的子民能够再次的看见他的信实。
Or in other words, we can say that God wants his people to see his faithfulness.
摩西带着以色列人看着这一片神所应许之地。
And Moses led the Israelites to see this promised land.
在河岸的另外一边的应许之地。
Across the river, this promised land.
摩西对以色列人说，你们要知道耶和华你们的神啊，他是神。
And he says, know therefore that the Lord your God is God.
他是信实的。
The faithful God.
要向爱他、守他诫命的人守约。
Who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him.
是慈爱直到千代。
And keep his commandments to 1,000 generations.
弟兄姊妹，你们如果读这段经文的时候，你可能会想到，我好像记得这句话是不是神已经说过了呢？
So when you read this passage, you might be asking yourself, I think I've read this being mentioned before.
你知道在出埃及记第二十章是神所给以色列人的十诫。
You know, in Exodus chapter 20, it was the Ten Commandments given by God.
是，所以神曾经这样子对以色列人说，在出埃及记第二十章第五和第六节，他这样说。
And in Exodus chapter 20, verse 5 and 6, he says this.
恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。但是爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments.
弟兄姐妹，当神将十诫颁布给以色列人的时候，
When God gives these Ten Commandments to the Israelites,
神给他们的是什么？是神的应许。
What did God give them? God gave them His promise.
他说，那些爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。
For those who love me, I will bless them and protect them through generations.
这是神对人的应许。
That is God's promise to man.
也可以说是神与人所立的一个约定。
Or in other words, it's a covenant between God and man.
弟兄姐妹，但是到了生命记第七章的时候，当神对以色列人说，你们要知道这位神是信实的神，是向你们守约施慈爱的神的时候。
But in Deuteronomy chapter 7, when God says to his people that know the Lord God is your God,
that he is the one who is faithful and he is the one who will show loving kindness to those who love him, obey his command. 为什么他要说所以你们要知道？
Why does he say no, therefore?
因为摩西在之前已经向以色列人提醒了神在他们生命当中所做的一切。
Because Moses has already mentioned to them all of what God has done for them in their life.
你看，在第六节，摩西这样说：你们是归于耶和华你神为圣洁的民，耶和华你的神从地上的万民中拣选了你，特作自己的子民，因为耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，不是因为你们人数多于别的民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的，但是什么？只是因为耶和华爱你们，又因为要守他向你们列祖所起的誓，他就用大能的手领你们出了埃及，从为奴之家救赎你们，脱离埃及王法老的手。
For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. It was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers, that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
弟兄姐妹，对以色列人来说，
So to the Israelites,
他们最珍惜的，最重视的，是神与他们所立的约。
What they treasure and what they hold highly is the promise and the covenant with God.
因为当神向人立约的时候，当神对人应许的时候，弟兄姐妹，神的应许必然成就，神的约绝对不会改变。
Because when God makes a covenant with man, we know that God is a faithful God, and that covenant and that promise will never change.
他们因为认定了神所向他们立的约，他们因为认定了神对亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各他们先祖所立的约，所以他们可以在他们的生活当中，在他们的生命当中能够经历神的应许。
Because they know that the covenant was made to their ancestors Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, and that's why they know for sure and are confident that God will fulfill his promise.
神对他们说他是赐福的神。
God tells them that he is a God that blesses.
神对他们说神是供应的神。
And God is a just God.
神对他们说神是保护的神。
And God is the protector.
神对他们说他是拯救的神。
And God is a God that saves.
弟兄姐妹，对以色列人来说，神的约，神的应许是他们最重视最宝贵的。
And what they treasure is God's covenant and God's promise.
那弟兄姐妹，今天的基督徒，今天属于神的子民，弟兄姐妹，神对我们的约是什么？
And today, to today's Christian, what is God's promise to us?
你有没有想过？
Have you thought about that?
当我们知道神对我们所立的约是不能改变的约，神对我们的应许是一定会成就的应许的时候，那我们要紧紧地抓住他的约和他的应许，是不是？
When we think about that, his promise and his covenant is never changing, then we need to hold on and grasp those promises.
以色列人知道他们的约是什么？
The Israelites understood what the covenant meant.
是神对亚伯拉罕所立的约，也是对亚伯拉罕的后代所立的约。
They knew that it is a covenant made to their ancestor Abraham and his descendants.
是世世代代不会更改的约。
It is a covenant that passes through generations unchanging.
那我们今天属于神的儿女，神的约是什么？
So today, as God's children, well, what is that covenant?
我相信我们很多人就说，神给我们的约就是主耶稣基督。
Of course, a lot of us will say this new covenant is our Lord Jesus.
不错。
It is true.
但是能不能更具体呢？
Or can we be more specific?
因为弟兄姐妹，我们要具体的知道神所立与我们立的约，我们才能紧紧的抓住他的应许，是不是？
So we have to know and understand what those promises are that comes with this new covenant.
当摩西对以色列人说，因为神所与你们立的约，而你们经历到他的成就，所以你们可以知道神是信实的神，是不是？
Because of God's covenant to the Israelites, and they experience the fulfilling of that covenant, then they can be confident that God will keep His promise.
你不但对神的信实要有一个认知，
not only do you need to know God's promise,
or yeah, have God, a knowledge,
right?
A certain knowledge about God's faithfulness. 不但对神的应许要有一个认知，弟兄姐妹，我们要对神的信实有一个真正的认识。
So you need to have the knowledge of God's promise and be familiar with God's promise.
我们不但是在知识上面，在信念上面，我们要知道神是信实的。
Not only do we have to have the knowledge, the head knowledge of that He is faithful.
弟兄姐妹，神的信实是要让我们在我们的生命当中经历到的。
But we need to experience His faithfulness in our life.
那神在我们生命当中，弟兄姐妹，他所赐给我们的约和应许是什么？
Well, what is that promise and covenant to us?
罗马书第十章第九和第十节这样告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, it tells us this.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
因为人的心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved.
弟兄姐妹，这是神所赐给我们的应许。
Dear brothers and sisters, that is the promise given by God.
如果我们口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，我们就必得救。
If we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord, then you will be saved.
弟兄姐妹，这个得救不是只是我们从这个世界上死了以后能够进到天堂。
And this salvation is not only that you will enter into heaven after death.
今天太多人认为基督徒所讲的基督教里面所讲的得救就是死后不下地狱能够上天堂。
Many Christians today only think that our salvation includes dying and from leaving this earth and going entering into heaven.
但是弟兄姐妹，那我们太小看神了。
Then we are belittling God.
弟兄姐妹，神对人的拯救不是只是我们未来永世的盼望。
God's salvation does not only include our hope of eternal life in the future.
因为在未来永世里面的盼望，弟兄姐妹，是我们今天的人就能够从里到外完完全全的得到转变。
Because it also includes a complete transformation of our lives here on earth.
弟兄姐妹，圣经里面所用的得救的这个字，
When the Bible refers to salvation, this word,
在原文的圣经里面讲到的得救就是医治。
In the original language, the salvation refers to healing.
一个生病的人得到医治，这个叫做得救。
If a person that is sick and is healed, that is salvation.
当瘸子被医治，当瞎眼看见，当主耶稣基督施行了这许许多多的这个神迹的时候，圣经所描述的就是他们怎么得救了。
When a cripple can walk, when the blind can see, when the deaf can hear, and all the miracles that Jesus has performed, those are referred to of them being saved.
我们在我们的身体上面，或者是我们的心灵当中有缺陷的时候，当我们能够得到恢复的时候，弟兄姐妹，这个恢复叫做得救。
Now, when there is a physical illness or a spiritual or mental illness, we can be healed from that and be restored. That is being saved.
当然，当我们因为陷在罪中不能自拔的时候，而能够从罪的当中得到释放，得到解救，这个叫做得救。
And being liberated from the bondage of sin, that is also being saved.
弟兄姐妹，你知道一个身心灵全人都得到拯救的一个人，才能够见到天堂。
You know that only a person that is saved, body, mind, and soul can enter, their whole being can enter into heaven.
所以当神拯救我们的时候，弟兄姐妹，他是拯救我们的全人，现在就经历拯救。
So when God saves us, he saves us, saves our whole being. Right now, we are being restored.
我们的精神得到拯救。
We are being restored mentally.
我们的情感得到拯救。
Our emotions,
我们跟人之间的关系能够得到拯救。
And our relationship between people are restored.
我们身体上面的病痛我们能够得到拯救。
And our physical illness is being healed.
所以我们在永世当中能够有一个确信的盼望。
And that's why here on earth we can have a true hope.
弟兄姐妹，这个是神的拯救。
That is God's salvation.
这就是为什么神的应许，他告诉我们说，如果你口里认耶稣为主，心里相信他从死里复活，你必然得救。
That is why here it says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
什么叫做口里认耶稣为主？
Well, what does it mean to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord?
这不是只是用我们嘴巴说主啊主啊。
This is not just playing lip service that Lord, Lord.
口里认耶稣为主。
Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord.
是用我们的话语来实际的认定并且表现主耶稣基督在我的生命里面他是主。
Because you are confessing with your mouth, using your words to manifest in your life that Jesus is Lord.
耶稣不是只是一个我口头上面我会讲他名字的一位神。
Jesus is not just the name of God that you put on your lips and your speech.
耶稣是在我的生命当中，在我的生命里面，他是我的主人，他是我的老板。
Because you are confessing with your mouth that Jesus is your master, your Lord, your boss.
Yeah, 他是我的神。
He is our God.
他是我敬拜的对象。
He is who I worship.
他是我跟随的对象。
He is who I follow.
我的一切都是从他而来。
Everything I have is from him.
没有经过他的认可，我不会去照自己的意思做事。
Without his permission, I will not make a decision or do something out of my own will.
我所做的一切，我生命上面所有一切的呈现，我都是为了要能够献上我对他的赞美。
In everything that I do in my life, I want to glorify him.
这个叫做耶稣为主。
That's what it means, Jesus is Lord.
英文字里面有一个叫做 Lordship of Christ.
There's a term called Lordship of Christ.
中文里面我就找不到这样的一个词。
I can't find that term in Chinese.
但是 Lordship of Christ 的意思就是耶稣是我们生命当中的主。
Well, Lordship of Christ simply just means that Christ is the Lord of my life.
弟兄姐妹，你想想看，当耶稣基督是我们生命当中的主的时候，
When our Lord Jesus is the Lord of our life,
我们 必然在我们的生活当中能够经历神的拯救和供应。
Then we will experience the restoration and provision of our God.
当我们与耶稣同行，
When we walk with the Lord.
当我们尊耶稣的旨意为大，
When we hold His will as the priority in our life.
当我们顺着他的引领而行而生活的时候，
And we follow the leading and guiding of from Him in our life.
我们就必然经历神的信实。
Then we will experience the fulfilling of His promise.
我们经历他的信实，对，我们经历他的信实，就是我们能够看见他应许的成就。
We will experience His faithfulness, and that is the fulfilling of His promise.
什么叫做心里相信神使他从死里复活？
Well, then what does it mean with one's own heart believing that God raised him from the dead, raised Jesus from the dead?
这不是只是说心里面相信这个耶稣复活的故事，啊，复活节的故事。
It is not only just knowing the story of the resurrection of Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，当我们心里面相信耶稣，是神使他死里复活的时候，
When we believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
弟兄姐妹，我们想到的是他对我们的爱。
We think about His love for us.
我们所感受到的，弟兄姐妹，是他在爱的当中为你为我的生命所献上的牺牲。
What we experience is what He endured on the cross is the sacrifice for us.
他为了你，为了我的罪，弟兄姐妹，他在十字架上面担负了我们罪过的刑罚。
For our sins, He was crucified for our sins.
他为了你，为了我，他经历死亡的痛苦。
Because of us, He experienced the pain of death.
但是今天，他是一位复活的神。
But today, He is a God that is raised from the dead, a resurrected God.
他是一个战胜死亡的神。
He is a God that triumphs over death.
他是一位活神。
He is a God that is living and alive.
他是那位唯一的真神。
He is the one true God.
他今天活着。然后在我们的生命当中，弟兄姐妹，他供应我们生活上面所有的一切。
He is alive and He provides for everything that we need in our lives.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们口里承认，因为我们在我们的生命当中展现出来的就是基督是主。
If we confess with our mouth and manifest that He is Lord in our life,
如果我们在心灵里面，弟兄姐妹，我们常常不但是纪念，我们是感受着神的爱。
And if we believe in our heart, we will constantly remind ourselves of Him and His love.
然后我们知道他是那位活着的唯一的真神。
And we know that He is the one true living God.
弟兄姐妹，我们就在我们的每日生活当中，我们就在经历着神的信实和他的拯救。
Then we will experience His faithfulness and His salvation in our life.
弟兄姐妹，这是神赐给我们极大的、最美好的一个约定和应许。
That is such a precious promise and covenant that God has given us.
弟兄姐妹，当环境恶劣的时候，我们怎么样子？我们怎么样子能够想到神的信实呢？
So when circumstances become from bad to worse, how do we remember God's faithfulness?
弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们在我们的生活当中，我们感受不到神。
Now, a lot of times in our life, brothers and sisters, we don't experience God.
很多时候，当我们遇见困难、遇见挑战的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们会觉得我们无力。
And when we face challenges or hardship in our life, we may feel like we don't have the strength to go on.
在那种时候，弟兄姐妹，我们怎么能够知道神的信实？
During those times, how do we know of God's faithfulness?
弟兄姐妹，我们要感谢神啊。
We need to thank God.
因为神的信实不是靠着我们的感受。
Because his faithfulness does not depend on how we feel.
因为神的信实是他的性格。
Because his faithfulness is his character.
因为神的信实是他用他的话语所向我们约定的。
Because his faithfulness is revealed through his word.
有一个姐妹她分享。
There was a sister that shared recently.
她 well, not recently.
Oh, shared with me.
就是一个她的分享。她从小啊，心脏就比较弱。
She has a weak heart ever since she was little.
所以呢，她要每年都要固定的去医生那边做心脏的检查。
So every year she would have an annual checkup of her heart.
可是呢，几十年过去，一切虽然心脏是衰弱，也有一个先天性的一种疾病，但是呢，心脏总是这个运作在正常的这个范围之内。
So throughout many years, after her annual checkups, her heart seems to be stable.
那有一次她去做检查。
And on one occasion when she went to do her checkup,
医生就跟她说这样吧，我想我们多做一个测验，你带一个这个心电图，带这个你带着一个仪器来量你的这个心脏的运作，然后呢要待24个小时。
And the doctor said, let's try something else. Why don't you use this device for monitoring your heart for 24 hours?
不是因为有什么问题，而是就是希望能够多了解一下自己身体的健康。
It's not because she had a problem with her heart, but it's just to monitor to see if there's anything else.
那这个姊妹因为一直也经历神的保守，对她的这个身体上面有神的供应，所以心里面很释放的，也很坦然。
But she has experienced God in the past, so she wasn't afraid. So she just took on monitoring.
Yeah, 所以带着这个测量的仪器呢，就过了24小时，然后呢，把这个仪器交还给医生。
So she put on this monitoring device for 24 hours and handed the device back to the doctor.
那一周之后呢，医生打电话说你回来，我要跟你那个。我们 要做一个诊断治疗的分享。
And after a week goes by, the doctor tells her to come back, and the doctor wanted to discuss the results.
医生在他的面前，他到了医生的诊所，医生就把那个这个测量的这个仪器的这个图表啊，一个一个就放在他前面给他看。
And when she went to visit the doctor had all the reports laid out for her.
然后呢，就指出这个图表当中有一块，就是说，哎，你看这个跟其他的地方非常不一样。
So within the graphs, or charts in the report, there is one section that stands out.
医生说，那样子的一个结果，事实上就是表示你的心脏衰弱到一个地步，你可能那天就死掉了。
And doctor says, look at this area that stands out.It's so weak that you could have died that day.
你既然有这样一次的发生，以后不知道会不会还有。
And because there was an occurrence here, we don't know, it may happen again.
姊妹回了家就也既然医生也不知道，会不会再发生，就对她的生命当中造成了一个阴影。
So because we don't know if that would happen, that created a shadow in her life.
他就发觉说，突然之间，对神的信靠变成了一种空虚的概念。
Then all of a sudden, her reliance on God just became an empty concept.
突然之间，让他觉得生命是如此的脆弱。
All of a sudden, she realized the how fragile life is.
以前一直以为生活过得也算是舒适顺遂。
Before, she thought life was just going well.
现在突然之间，心里面就产生了一个不能控制的恐惧。
But now there is a uncontrollable anxiety or fear.
失落。
Or hopelessness.
无助。
Hopelessness.
A sense of loss and helplessness. 那她就来到神的面前。
So then she comes before God.
她就在看着自己的环境，她就在想，神你离弃我了吗？
And she looks at her own circumstance now and asks, did God leave her?
但是弟兄姐妹，感谢神。因为当一个人来到神的面前的时候，弟兄姐妹，神是眷顾我们的。
But thanks be to God, when you return to God, God cares for us.
当姊妹来到神的面前寻求神的时候，弟兄姐妹，神就让她寻找到。
When this sister comes back to the Lord and seeks after him, he can be found.
她就在借着神的话他来寻求神。
So using God's word, she tries to seek after God.
弟兄姊妹，《申命记》里面说，神是向爱他、守他诫命的人守约施慈爱，直到千代的。
Lord says that his steadfast love will be for those that love him throughout thousands of generations.
他说。我是你的神吗？
God asks her, am I your God?
我是神吗？
Am I God?
她说是的，你是我的神。
And she responds, yes, you are my God.
你是那位真神。
You are the true God.
神说我是信实的神。
God says, I'm a faithful God.
神说我不是那位昨日今日一直到永远都是一样的神吗？
God says, am I not the God that is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow?
我不是那位昔在今在永远都在的那位神吗？
Am I not
the God of the past and of the present and the everlasting God? 姊妹说是的。
And the sister responds, yes.
神说我不是那位你祷告祈求我就应允的神吗？
Am I not the God that answers your prayers?
神说你们祈求我就给你们，你们寻找我就寻见，你们叩门我就给你们开门，是不是因为只要是祈求的就能够得着，寻找的就能够寻见，叩门的就给他开门？
Am I not the God that answers when you ask or opens the door when you knock and can be found when you seek me?
弟兄姐妹，当我们遇见环境，当我们遇见挑战，我们感受不到神的时候，我们怎么样子去想念到神的信实？
So when we experience challenges or difficulties in our life, how do we remind ourselves of God's faithfulness?
因为我们首先看到是神他应许我们他是信实的神。
Because we see that God is a faithful God.
神说我是信实的神。
God says he is a faithful God.
提摩太后书二章十三节说我们纵然失信但是他仍是可信的因为他不能背乎自己。2 Timothy 2:13 says that though we are faithless,But he is faithful because he cannot go against his own character. 神的信实，弟兄姐妹，是在乎于他是存有信实性格的神。
God is faithful because his faithfulness is his character.
神是信实的，是因为他的话语告诉我们他是信实的。
He is faithful because his word tells us that he is faithful.
然后神的信实是因为他在你我的生活当中，弟兄姐妹，让我们经历过他的信实。
And he is faithful because we experience his faithfulness in our lives.
当摩西在山上经过了40年的在旷野当中的流浪，当他看着这群以色列人常常是背逆神的人。
After 40 years in the wilderness, when Moses sees these Israelites that are rebellious.
当看着这一块应许之地,
and when he sees this promised land,
可是这一块地你却要去过一个最长最宽, 流得最急的河才能够到达对岸的时候, 你不知道你要怎么过去。
But in order to enter into this promised land, you need to cross the wildest, widest river. You don't have any idea how you're going to cross that river.
当你看到这一块地的时候, 你记得40年之前, 你拆了探子进去看, 这块地里面是充满着高大魁梧, 能勇善战的人。
And 40 years before this, you've sent 12 spies into this land, and they came back with reports that this land is full of large, ferocious warriors.
对你前面的道路，对未来，事实上是充满不明确、不稳定的时候， 他们所想到的是要往回看神的信实。
And when you're unsure of the stability or what's to come in the future, you have to remember the past of God's faithfulness, how God has been faithful.
当神说， 所以你要知道我是信实的神。
So when God says, you therefore know that I am a faithful God.
弟兄姐妹, 神要我们对他有一个确信。
God wants us to have a
conviction.
Conviction.
Right. 神要我们对他有一个认知。
God wants us to have this knowledge
就是他是信实的,
that He is faithful.
但是更重要的弟兄姐妹, 是他要让我们去回想他在我们的生命当中, 他信实的实在。
But more importantly, He wants us to remind ourselves of the reality of how He has been faithful in our lives in the past.
弟兄姐妹, 我们知道神是信实的, 因为他说他是信实的。
We know that God is faithful because He says He is faithful.
但是我们更知道他是信实的, 是因为他在我们的生命当中就是信实的。
But we also know that He is faithful because He has been faithful in our lives.
他从来就没有改变。
He has not changed.
他永远都是施慈爱的。
He is always always shows us His steadfast love and mercy.
他是永远对我们守约的。
And He always keeps His promise and His covenant.
所以当摩西带着以色列人 往前看,
so when Moses leads the Israelites to look at this land,
是神的应许,
that is God's promise.
是神的带领,
it's God's leading.
是神的供应,
it's God's provision.
也一定有神的同在,
and God is with us.
可是却有这么多的未知数,
but there are so many factors.
但是他们能够仍然依旧能够依靠神，能够依旧前行，因为他们往回看，看见的就是神的供应和他的信实。But
the reason they can move forward is because they remember the past of how faithful God has been.
神告诉他们说，你们要记得我所对你们说的话。God
says, you need to remember what I have said to you.
你们要记得我在你生命当中所做的一切。
You have to remember all that I have done in your life.
你就一定经历到我。
Then you will experience me.
所以生命记第七章, 第十节, 神就告诉他们说, 所以你要谨守遵行我今日所吩咐你的诫命、律例和典章。
So that's why in verse 11, it says, you shall therefore be careful to do the commandment and the statutes and the rules that I command you today.
我是你们的神, 我要做你们的主。
I am the Lord, your God.
我将你生命当中所需要的一切我已经吩咐你了, 我已经指引你了。
All that you need for life, I've already instructed you.
你要来认识我的话, 你要来遵行我的话。
You need to know my word and obey my word.
十二节他说, 不但你们要如此做, 的确你们也是已经听从了这些典章, 你们也遵守, 也遵行。
And because you listen to these rules and keep and do them,
所以耶和华你的神就必照他向你列祖所起的誓守约施慈爱。
The Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the steadfast love that he swore to your fathers.
弟兄姐妹，今天在2021年的最后一个主日。
Today, on the last Sunday of 2021,
我们不是只是说2021年实在是太辛苦了，我们赶快把它赶走，我们希望明天会更好。
We don't just see the year 2021 was full of hardships and challenges that we kick it to the side and just look forward to 2022.
弟兄姐妹，我们看，我们当我们回想2021年的时候，弟兄姐妹是有许多的艰苦。
When we reflect on this past year, yes, we did endure many challenges.
但是有多少神的祝福?
But how about God's blessing? How many of those have we experienced?
2021年过去的生活当中，弟兄姐妹，我知道我们都在承受着压力。
We know that this past year, all of us have endured pressure.
对许多我们当中的人来讲，压力是前所未有的。
And a lot of us, this stress and pressure is inevitable.
It's unprecedented.
Unprecedented.
但是弟兄姐妹，当我们在这压力之下，我们经历神的美好有多少？
But under this pressure, how much of God's blessing have we experienced or received?
弟兄姐妹，我回想2021年，我看见的是神的美善，我看见的是神的信实。
When I look back on 2021, all I see is God's goodness and God's faithfulness.
弟兄姐妹，2021年我看见的是，当我们人看不出我们前面的路该如何走的时候，神替我们开路。
In this year 2021, I remember when we don't know how to move forward, it's when God makes a path for us.
当我回想2021年的时候，我看见我多少时候我们对神的信心不够的时候，神却大大的向我们彰显他自己的信实。
And this past year, when I've experienced,
when I experienced difficulty in having enough faith in Him, right? What I see is God abundantly displaying His faithfulness to us.弟兄姐妹，这是我们在神的面前，我们从神领受的。
This is what we have received from God.
当我们在准备跨入2022年的时候
，And when we prepare to enter into this next year,
弟兄姐妹，2022年有神给我们的应许和神给我们的约定，和神给我们的供应。
There is still God's promise and His provision in the year 2022.
只要主耶稣基督还不来，我们就有事情干。
If the Lord Jesus does not return, there is work for us to do.
我当然事情在这个世上干。
Of course, this work is here on earth.
主耶稣基督来了，我们都到天上干天国的事。
Once Jesus returns, we'll have work to do in heaven.
姐妹，只要我们还有一口气息在。
As long as we have breath.
神有他要赐给我们的应许之地。
There is this promised land that we can enter.
神的信实将会仍然与我们同在。
And His faithfulness will forever be with us.
我们纪念2021年，弟兄姐妹，我是珍惜2021年啊。
We remember 2021 and we cherish 2021.
但是我很期待2022年。
But I also look forward to 2022.
因为神有奇妙的工作。
Because God has amazing work prepared
for us. 神是不变的。
Because God does not change.
弟兄姐妹，当这一年将过之际
，Dear brothers and sisters, this year comes to an end.
当我们想到神的信实、神的同在。
And we think about God's faithfulness and His closeness.
我接下来要提的可能跟今天的正道有点不搭调。
What I'm about to share may not be related to the message this morning.
你就把它当成一个插曲听吧。
Maybe it's a side note.
Yeah. 插曲是很好听的，我要讲的不是很好听的东西。弟兄姐妹，我们想到的是神的信实。
Dear brothers and sisters, we're talking about God's faithfulness.
但是当我在想到神的信实的时候，
But when we talk about God's faithfulness,
我们不能只做这个美国人说啊，看这个半杯水就看半杯满的人。
We can't see the glass half empty or half full.
你看我中文程度多差，我连用中文讲这个谚语都要讲英文的谚语翻成中文讲。
My Chinese has drastically,
Chinese is not good.
Not good. Chinese is not good.
Anyway, so I have to use Chinese to say this is what we say in English, right?
No.
我们不是刻意的去好像哦，我们要讲好的话来讲，我们来讲正面的话，这个有正能量的事情而已。
We're not only just talking or mentioning things that that look good or feel good or just positive things.
因为你们如果注意看《生命记》的时候，你说哦，长老，你讲了第九节，讲了第十一节，怎么没讲第十节呢
？So you may be asking.Hey, Pastor, you've mentioned verse 9 and verse 11, but you did not mention 10, verse 10.
神的话我们不能选择看的。
We can't be selective when we read God's word.
因为神当他讲到他是信实的神，他说你爱他，你守他诫命的，他就施慈爱。
Because God says that those that listen to his rules and statutes and love him, he will love you.And bless you.
但是他说，像恨他的，他要当面报应他们，将他们灭绝。凡恨他的，他也必报应他们，绝不延迟。
But in verse 10, he says he repays to their face those who hate him by destroying them. He will not be slack with one who hates him.
弟兄姐妹，在这2021年的年底的时候
，Dear brothers and sisters, as this year ends.
弟兄姐妹，我想我在爱你们和关心你们的这个前提之下，我们要把神的话讲清楚。
Under my love and care for you, we need to be clear about God's word.
弟兄姐妹，神是恨恶罪恶的神。
God hates sin.
神是要那报应恨他、顶撞他的人的神。
God repays to their face those who hate him by destroying them.
弟兄姐妹，我们在2021年还没过之前，弟兄姐妹，如果我们在我们的生命当中，在神的面前犯罪的。
So before this year ends, if there are sin, if there is sin in our life,
弟兄姐妹，我们要回到神的面前。
We need to come back to God.
我们要来看神的话。
We need to look at His word.
我们要来到神的面前，弟兄姐妹，我们要被圣灵来警戒。
We need to come back to God and have the Holy Spirit, alert us.
弟兄姐妹，当神，当我们在神的面前认罪的时候，是非常不舒服的。
When we confess our sin before God, it's uncomfortable.
因为我们就发现，我们把我们自己最黑暗、最不愿意人知道，甚至自己都不愿意面对的这个方面，我们需要在神的面前赤露敞开。
Because we need to reveal some of our darkest secrets or sins to our God.
但是弟兄姐妹，这是有必要的。
But this is necessary.
我们的罪在神的面前，我们需要认。
We need to confess our sin before God.
弟兄姐妹，我们在神的面前认罪是经历神的爱，你知道吗？
When we confess our sin before God, we are experiencing His love.
弟兄姐妹，你知道在神面前的认罪不是一个自我虐待的 一个动作。
When you confess your sin before God, it's not a form of self-abuse.
当我们来到神的面前认罪的时候，弟兄姐妹，第一，我们就是能够去经历到神的爱。
When we confess our sins before the Lord, we are coming to experience His love.
弟兄姐妹，神对我们的应许是，当我们犯罪的时候，我们认罪，他就必赦免我们的罪。
God's promise is once we confess our sins, He will forgive us of our sins.
约翰一书第一章第九节，我们如果认自己的罪，神是信实的，他必赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
弟兄姐妹，神的信实，神赐给我们的应许，
God's faithfulness and His promise to us,
就是当我们来到他的面前认我们罪的时候，弟兄姐妹，他必定赦免我们的罪。
Is that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在犯罪的时候，或当我们想到我们生命当中罪的时候，我们是不愿意面对它，我们是不愿意在神的面前甚至提起它。
When we commit a sin, it's uncomfortable for us to admit or confess or reveal our sin. God.
但是弟兄姐妹，当我们不在神的面前认我们罪的时候，你知道我们的罪得不到赦免。
But if we don't confess our sins, we can't be forgiven.
你在家里做清洁的时候
，When you're cleaning your house,
你就把地上的垃圾塞到你的这个床底下。
You just stuff the trash under your bed.
你把地上的垃圾藏到你地毯下面
，or you sweep it under the rug。
你不去想它，你看不见它。
You don't think about it because you can't see it。
可是它是不是仍然存在
？But it's still there. The trash is still there.
你觉得你清它，清了它，你事实上没清。
You think you've gotten rid of it, but
眼不见为净。
Even though you don't see it, it still exists.
眼不见为净。If you don't see it, it seems clean. 但是它不是真的干净。你经年累月下来，你那床底下，你那地毯底下，多肮脏。
So after years, how dirty will the, be underneath your bed or underneath the rug?
那这些垃圾总有一天，它会跑出来的。
One of these days, it'll spill out.
弟兄姐妹，我们人的本性是不愿意面对罪。
Our natural instinct is to not face our sins.
我们人的本性是当我们犯罪的时候，我们就像亚当夏娃一样要躲避神。
And our natural inclination is that when we sin, we want to run away and hide from God.
但是我们要知道神的信实。
But we need to know God's faithfulness.
神说，如果你我们来到他的面前认自己的罪，他必定会赦免我们。
Because God here in His Word says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
他会洗净我们的不义。
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
弟兄姐妹，我们自己洗不净我们的罪。
We're not able to clean ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，你知道的，我都不需要多讲，因为你尝试过，可是你做不到。
And I don't need to say anymore, because you know that it cannot be done. You cannot clean yourself.
我们当中今天有人需要听这句话。
There are some of us in here that needs to hear this.
因为我们自己的罪，我们的跟神的关系，我们分开了。
Because of our sin, we have separated from God.
因为我们的罪，我们得不到神的应许。
And because of our sin, we're not able to receive God's promise.
因为我们的罪，我们没有经历到神的爱。
Because of our sin, we haven't experienced God's love.
因为我们的罪，我们进入不到那应许之地。
And because of our sin, we cannot enter into that promised land.
但是神要我们记得他的信实。
But God wants us to remember His faithfulness.
能够让我们再次回到神的面前认罪的弟兄姐妹，是因为我们知道他的信实。
And we can return back to him to confess our sins because we know that he is a faithful God.
所以我们能够依靠他的应许而来到他的面前。
And we can rely on his faithfulness to come back to him.
弟兄姐妹，我们要把2021年的罪，我们要完全的在神面前，我们要认。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to confess our sins that we have committed in 2021 as we end this year.
我们要纪念神的话。
We need to remember God's word.
我们要遵行神的话。
We need to follow God's word.
我们要以主耶稣基督为主。
We need to have Lord Jesus as our Lord in our life.
我们要在生命当中能够呈现出他的引领。
And we need to manifest his leading in our lives.
那我们就可以肯定的、有信心的、稳定安稳的走入2022年。
Then we can be confident and know insecure, being stable and secure, enter into 2022.
弟兄姐妹，我们要纪念神的信实。
We need to
remember.
We need to remember his faithfulness.
弟兄姐妹，我们要感谢神的信实。
We need to thank him for his faithfulness.
我们要经历神的信实。
And experience his faithfulness.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们人是没有办法完全信实的。
We as humans cannot be faithful.
但是神，你是完全的信实。
But you are completely faithful.
你是那位应许成就应许的神。
You are a God that fulfills his promises.
你是那位赦免我们罪过的神。
You are the God that forgives us of our sins.
你是那位向我们守约、施慈爱直到千代的神。
You are a God that shows his steadfast love to thousands of generations.
你是那位掌控我们今日的生命，你也是掌控我们明日未来生命的神。
You are in control of our past, present, and future.
今天你的子民在你的面前。
And your people are before you today.
主，我们要想到你过去一切的引领。
And we need to remember all of your leading of us in the past.
你过去一切的供应。
And all of your provisions in the past.
主，世人心中惶恐，因为他们没有盼望。
People in this world are fearful and full of anxiety because they have no hope.
今天世上的人有许许多多无名的恐惧、害怕，他们自己没有办法解决。
And they cannot overcome the fear and the anxiety that they feel.
但是神啊，我们在你的面前，我们向你祈求。
But before you, we plead and pray.
主，我们属于你的子民，求你让我们不但是认知你的信实，我们能够真正的认识、经历你的信实。
So that those that belong to you will know and experience your faithfulness.
你是不离弃我们的神。
You are a God that never forsakes us.
你是永远与我们同行的神。
You are always a God that walks alongside us.
你是已经将我们从罪恶当中拯救出来的神。
You're a God that saved us from sin.
也是那赐予我们每日有丰富生命的神。
And gives us abundant provisions daily in our lives.
求主你让我们在你的面前能够亲近你。
May you allow us to draw near to you.
能够纪念你。
And remember you.
能够赞美你。
And praise you.
能够敬拜你。
And worship you.
感谢主。
We thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.